New of Numbers. Numbers is the time that the people are walking around in the desert. They're walking here and there and back and forth, and they're doing circles. Maybe I should say something about Moses was in charge and he didn't want to ask for directions. I don't know. They were walking all over the place, and they were wandering from here to there to everywhere because the people as a group had decided that they would not just march straight into the promised land when they first got there. They decided that, no, maybe the giants will overtake us. Maybe there's too much for us there. We don't know that we can trust God that deeply is basically what they said. So they were forced for 40 years to walk around in the desert. And at this point, I hope that you notice what I think is the key sentence in this whole paragraph. But the people grew impatient on the way. None of you have that problem, do you? Are we there yet? That's what the people started asking. Why aren't we there yet? And then they went one step further. Why did you lead us out of Egypt where we, at least we had good stew to eat? Now all we're eating is this stuff called manna. Does anybody know what the word manna translates to in English? What is this? That's what manna means. They went out to pick it up off the ground. As they picked it up off the ground, people started going, manna, manna. Okay? That's what manna means. What is this? And that's all they had to eat. After the dew passed, it was there on the leaves. They could pick it up and they could gather it. If they gathered more than they needed for the day, thinking, I can gather twice as much today and I don't have to gather tomorrow. When they got up the next morning, it was completely expired because now it was full of maggots. Every day. Except for the day before the Sabbath when they could gather twice as much and it would keep through the Sabbath day. Which is Saturday, by the way. Sabbath is Saturday, not Sunday. Saturday. That's never been changed in the Bible, by the way. Okay? It's the Sabbath. They got tired of eating the same thing every day. Imagine having grits for breakfast every morning, every day, never anything different, and having it for lunch, and having it for dinner, and then getting up the next morning and having grits again. Now, some of us would go, hey, that sounds like a pretty good menu. Amen? A little bit of hot sauce, especially that green ketchup that Jerry uses on Wednesday night. If you come on Wednesday night, Jerry will share his green ketchup with you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to come on Wednesday night and let Jerry share it with you. They were eating the same thing every day. And they said, we had better when we were in Egypt under slavery. Moses, and you're just walking in circles. We don't like this. We have become impatient. And we want a solution now. Well, because of that, God sent poisonous snakes among them. Now, I know 95% of all people would rather kill a snake than watch it. I don't know why. Snakes serve a beneficial purpose, okay? It's not just to chase after you. That's not their beneficial purpose. They're part of a balance of the ecology. They're needed. But there's something that goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 3 that says the woman shall hate you and shall strike you with her heel, right? And for some reason, I find very few women that will even attempt to spend time around a snake. Even if it's behind glass, don't want it. I'm watching some of you. Poisonous snakes were sent among the people because they became impatient and because they complained. Gives me an idea. God sent them. And the people said, Moses, pray for us. Moses prayed, and God answered in prayer, saying, put a snake upon a pole and set it up, and the people that get bit by it, look up to the snake, and you'll be saved. Now, I don't know how many of you know the symbol of doctors, the medical profession. What is it? It's a snake on a stick. And you go to that place to get well, don't you? You look up to them. The thing is, they were looking up and looking towards God. But I want to talk to you about impatience, not about the snakes, not about the symbol, because that symbol eventually became an icon. And they worshiped that icon, not God. And Moses was told to destroy it. He was done away with in Moses' day. The thing for me as I read this passage is it all has to do with the people being impatient. Impatience destroys our relationship with God. Impatience destroys our relationship with God. In a sense, when we become impatient as a follower of God, we tell God we don't like the way God's working things out. And hurry up and get through this. Bring it about now. Change it now. And our society now and nowadays doesn't help us, because we have an instant society. I can either buy a book and wait for it to be shipped to me, or I can buy it this moment, watch it download, and start reading it in the next minute. I can go to McDonald's and I can order at that speaker that's not really a speaker, whatever it is, and I can pull up to the window and they hand me my bag of food. So when God takes time to do things, quite often we become impatient. Is that not what was happening with these people? And it destroyed their relationship with God. Well, let's start by talking about what impatience is. Impatience is looking negatively at the moment and wishing it away. Impatience is looking negatively at the moment and wishing it away. What were the people doing? We don't want this moment we're living in right now. We want to get past it. Now, why are they in it? Because they didn't trust God. That's why they're in it. But they're looking at what they're in. Food was being supplied every day for them, same diet, all three meals and snacks and bedtime. But they were impatient about it. We want a better meal. We don't have bread. We don't have meat. We want a better meal. We detest this miserable food. Now, impatience is also desiring to live in the blessings of God without walking the spiritual journey. Think about that for a minute. Impatience is desiring to live in the blessings of God without walking the spiritual journey. There are many people in our society, that's all they want. They want God to bless them without them having to do anything. They want the blessing of money. They want the blessing of better things than what other people have. They want the blessing of peace and happiness and joy. But they don't want to live the spiritual journey. They're not willing to do that. This walking through the wilderness was a time to prepare the people, to help the people, to encourage the people. They didn't want it. I only want the prize. I don't want the journey to get to the prize. I only want the prize. Get all this stuff passed, and God just bless me. And impatience, that's what impatience says. The third thing that impatience is not seeing the value of the present moment in the plan of God. Not seeing the value of the present moment in the plan of God. Have there been some deep pits in my life? Yes. But you know what? Some of those deep pits have prepared me for exactly the places I needed to walk. I had to walk that journey. When I look back on my life, there's a great number of things that I wish never happened. I never did. I never participated in. I never made those poor choices. There's a whole bunch of those places in my life. I trust that there is for you, too. There's places that you wish had not happened. And then I can sit and think about, if I had to do it over again, would I have ridden that roller coaster without pulling the lap belt down since the roller coaster went upside down? I'm not making that one up. Sometimes stupidity overtook me. There's some other choices that had dire consequences for other people. Bad consequences for other people. Would I go back and change them? Part of me wants to say, yes, I would. But part of me says, that's what makes me who I am today. That's what makes me be able to identify with some other people when they go through tough and difficult times. Would I change them? That's a tough choice. That's a very tough choice because I wouldn't be who I am without that journey. Sometimes what we're presently going through prepares us for something God has further down the road. The people needed to turn toward God and trust God. They needed to trust God very deeply as they moved into the promised land. The time of walking circles in the desert was teaching them how to trust God better. Not easy. Not easy at all. So impatience is three things: looking negatively at the moment, wishing it away, desiring to live in the blessings of God but not walk the journey, and seeing the value, not seeing the value of the present moment in the plan of God. So if I'm going to fight against impatience, what should I do? The first thing that this story tells me, when fighting against impatience, look up to God and find how God is present. In the lowest point of my life, always, God was always present. Sometimes I knew it. Sometimes I didn't see it. Sometimes now I look back on it and I understand that God had a plan. And that God was protecting me. And that God was keeping me. And that God set angels around me to keep things from happening to me. I can't explain to you the number of times that I saw that happen. My last year of high school, I'll just mention it this way. They probably had enough to put me under the jail. And the policeman looked at me and said, you need to move on. I'm serious. They had enough to put me under the jail. And I never would have been your pastor. But the policeman said, I think it's time for you to move on. Now, I've made up all kinds of stories that fit. It was almost time for that policeman to get off duty. And he didn't feel like dealing with all the paperwork that I was going to make him deal with for what he caught me for. He said, I don't feel like spending another 2 or 3 hours in the police station tonight writing all of this up. But you know what I think really happened? I think there were angels that were taking care of me that night. Because God had a plan. Did it help me to wise up a little bit? A little bit at that time. But as I look back and string a number of things together like that, all I needed to do was look up to God because God was present. I remember getting a week off from work. The big bosses came to me and said, we're going to give you a week off from work provided you go talk to a therapist and get some help. And I went to the therapist, and you've heard me tell this story before. She told me, I can't help you. You got problems. And you're going to be coming for a long time to solve them all. And I heard God say, are you tired of trying to live your own life again? Will you turn it over to me? I'm serious. I heard that right after she finished speaking. She didn't hear it. I did. Look up. God is present. God wants to help you. The second thing when fighting against impatience, spend time in the spiritual disciplines to prepare yourself. Spend time in the spiritual disciplines to prepare yourself. Now, what am I talking about? You know, read my Bible. Study my Bible. Spend some time in prayer. Spend some time in prayer letting God speak to you, not just you speak to God. Prayer goes two ways. And most Christians only do it as a one-way street. I'm going to tell God everything that needs to be fixed in this world. I'm going to say amen, and I did my prayers for today. No, you did half your prayers. You didn't listen to what God had to say before you ran off. Spend some time in the spiritual disciplines. Sitting down with somebody else discussing what you're going through right now. That's a spiritual discipline. Share with them and hear what they hear. That's the great thing that I learned at spiritual director school is it was incredible to sit down with someone and just speak. And I remember my spiritual director one day looking at me when I was in spiritual director school. And I phrased something to him and he looked at me and he goes, that's the sorriest way to think about something. And I was just kind of like, whoops. And then I sat down and really thought about what he said. And it was. And as I help people with spiritual direction, I don't hang a shingle out and do that. But I do it as I talk with folks. And what I'm trying to do is help you hear what God's saying into the midst of your life at that moment in your life. I'm not trying to tell you what God's saying. I'm trying to help you hear it. I want you to hear God speak that. That's a spiritual discipline. Going to somebody and just sharing your life and letting them help you hear God. Without my spiritual director of that time, Wonderful man. Absolutely wonderful. Him and I couldn't be more different in life ever. He was a lawyer for big businesses about employment. I got no concept about that. But I can tell you this. Without him helping me to hear God, I wouldn't be here. That spiritual discipline of sharing my journey and listening to his insights brought me to Withville. That's a spiritual discipline. That's how you fight against impatience. You spend some time. The scriptures are something I love. I can't imagine spending a day without some time in the scriptures. I just can't imagine it at all. The last thing, fighting against impatience. Look for the positive and see how this will help you grow spiritually. Remember what I said on the other side of the coin? Impatience is looking negatively at the moment and wishing it away. To fight against impatience, you need to look for the positive and see how this will help you grow spiritually. Okay, I'm in a horrible situation. Things are not working the way I want them to. Where's God? What's God trying to say to me? And how is this going to help me grow spiritually? Don't miss the journey and get to the end. Plus, I'm going to tell you this. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and have accepted what he's done on the cross, you are going to heaven. There is no other qualifications for going to heaven. You don't have to be in church X number of weeks. You don't have to attend Sunday school X number of times. You don't have to read your Bible X number of minutes every day. The only qualification to get into heaven is to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he provided the sacrifice for you, that your sins could be forgiven. That's it. Now it's all about the journey. I know where I'm going when I die. Do you? Now it's about the journey. Why are we trying to get to the end so quick? Are we there yet? Just remember, if you come ask me that now, I might have bring a box of snakes out and just... That's how God answered Moses' prayer there. Will God not do that again? Impatience. When you become impatient, it's time to look up. It's time to look for the positive. It's time to spend some time with God. So I ask you this. How do you need to look for God on your spiritual journey? How do you need to look for God on your spiritual journey? Let's pray. Gracious Lord, what a blessing it is that you give us passages like this. Passages where we can say, thanks for the snakes. And Lord, on our journeys, there may not be snakes, but there may be stumbling blocks. There may be holes. There may be detours. And Lord, we really need to say thanks for all of those things. Because those things help us to turn and look towards you. Those things help us to look up and not down. Those things give us resolve to continue in the spiritual disciplines so that we can see how you're working in the midst of our lives. and so that we can hear what you're saying to us. So, Lord, help us to fight against impatience. We know our final destination once we believe in Jesus. Now it's all about the journey. So, Lord, help us on this journey, that it might be a path that helps us to grow spiritually and to know you better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.